It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The most fluid mayor's race New York City has seen in decades may finally be firming up. Bill de Blasio, who now serves as the city's ombudsman, has surged to a commanding lead in the latest poll of Democratic primary voters. And in less than 2 weeks, those voters will begin choosing the successor to Michael Bloomberg. NPR's Joel Rose has the story.
All year, the big question in New York City politics has been which Democrat could cobble together enough votes to win the party's nomination for mayor.
Christine Quinn is the early favorite in the 2013.
For those of you who dismissed Anthony Weiner's last-minute entry into the 2013 mayor's race, not so fast.
A new primary poll. Public advocate Bill de Blasio has surged ahead of his fellow Democrats in a new poll.
Where the bouncing ball will come to rest, God only knows.
Maurice Carroll directs the Quinnipiac poll. It's had four frontrunners in as many months.
Well, we had Christine Quinn and we had Weiner popped in. And then, of course, this last splurge by de Blasio.
As in Bill de Blasio, the New York public advocate holds a commanding 15-point lead over his nearest rival in a Quinnipiac poll released yesterday. De Blasio has positioned himself as the anti-Bloomberg, an old-school liberal who's not afraid to talk about inequality, as he did at a recent debate.
In New York City right now, we are living a tale of two cities. Almost half our people, 46%, at or near the poverty level, and our middle class is disappearing. We need a real break from the Bloomberg years.
A month ago, de Blasio was a distant fourth in a crowded Democratic field. His rise in the polls began with the implosion of Anthony Weiner's campaign after new sexting allegations against the former congressman last month. But that's not the only explanation. De Blasio's message of raising taxes on the rich to pay for early childhood education seems to be connecting with liberal primary voters.
I want to tell you a little bit about Bill de Blasio.
And he's been helped by a much-discussed campaign ad starring his multiracial son, Dante, who wears his hair in a 1970s-style afro.
And he's the only one who will end a stop-and-frisk era that unfairly targets people of color.
Stop-and-frisk has been a hot topic in this election, especially since a federal judge ruled that the New York Police Department's use of warrantless stops amounts to indirect racial profiling of blacks and Latinos. Former city controller Bill Thompson, who is black, put out his own campaign ad on the subject.
I've lived it. Our kids should never be targeted by the police department for the color of their skin.
At their last debate, Thompson took issue with de Blasio ads, which say de Blasio is the only candidate who would end the practice.
That just isn't true. Many of the people on this stage, many of the candidates, have come out and said that they also would eliminate stop and frisk.
Still, polls show Thompson trailing far behind de Blasio, who is white, among black voters. Christina Greer teaches political science at Fordham University.
The word that I used with Bill Thompson is there's just a disconnect there. And I don't think it's because he's not smart. It's just something about him as a candidate that's really not resonating with not just African-American voters, but voters in general.
If no Democrat gets to 40% in the first round of primary voting in September, the top two vote-getters go on to a runoff election 3 weeks later. Bill Thompson is currently fighting for second place with City Council Speaker Christine Quinn. Here she is talking about her record with Piers Morgan of CNN.
8 balanced budgets on time, preventing the layoff of 4,100 school teachers. This is a record of delivering for families that's real and has helped our city, and it's a record that no one else running for mayor this year can touch.
Is it true?
Quinn had been the early front runner, and this week she picked up the endorsements of 3 of the city's major newspapers, a rare feat. But for months, Quinn's opponents have painted her as an ally of outgoing Mayor Michael Bloomberg. And this year, that appears to be the last thing Democratic voters are looking for. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.